This is a market brief for Monday, August 14th. Last Thursday, August 10th at 11 a.m. Central Time, the USDA released their August WASDE, that's the World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates. This is a very important report of the year because this is the first of the crop season that the USDA actually does field survey work and farmer surveys to determine their yield estimate. The report was decidedly bearish as the forecast yields for both corn and soybeans were well above trade expectations. The trade was expecting corn yield to come in at about 166.2 bushels per acre. It came in well above that at 169.5. That's well below where the USDA, or a bit below where the USDA was last month at a trend line yield of 170.7. But again, the trade was looking for a bigger decline. That had produced a crop of about 14.15 billion bushels, also well above trade expectations of about 13.85 billion bushels. Soybeans were even more bearish. The USDA came in with a very surprising yield of 49.4 bushels per acre. That's well above a trend line yield of 48 bushels an acre and almost 2 bushels above what the trade was expecting, which was 47.5. Very surprising number in light of the fact that the crop is only rated as about 60% good or excellent. That would give us the expectation of a little bit below a trend line yield, and yet the USDA came in almost 1.5 bushels above trend. That would give us a crop of almost 4.4 billion bushels. The trade was looking for something just over 4.2. Because of the bearish report, soybeans ended the day last Thursday down about 33 cents, corn down 15, and soybean oil was down about 40. This has been a market brief for Monday, August 14th.